All right, welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I'm sitting here with the man. Mate, you look full of diesel this morning.
Oh, absolutely full of diesel and ready to weasel.
Very good, mate. We're in the midst of a lockdown.
We are. We are locked down. We are doing this from separate rooms and separate houses.
Well, thankfully we fall outside of the lockdown zone, but a lot of our fellow Queenslanders are bracing themselves for 3 whole days of lockdown.
Look out. And what did you say? Queensland's where coronavirus comes to die. I believe in episode 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, well, look, this lady's picked it up, but I'm sure it's going to be killed pretty quickly.
Hopefully.
We'll be back to being the best state in the world shortly.
The freaking Chronicle strain, the UK Chronicle strain.
You don't want the Chronico.
No, you do not.
It's not good news. Hey, Wheeze, is there something you want to tell me before we start?
No.
Oh,
what is this? Stitch up, my friend.
Oh, look, I was looking at, someone sent me this actually and said maybe you should bring this up with Weasel in the next podcast because I think he's turning to the community for some advice. So there's this cracker Facebook page called Gold Coast Community. Are you aware of it?
No.
It's worth a like because
but apparently I follow it.
some of the stuff that comes up on there is it's just hilarious, really. It's outrageous. But basically, this is from anonymous poster 17846.
Ooh, so I know that is my number.
That's your number.
15678 or whatever. Yeah, that's it.
Yep. And it says, Dear Gold Coast, I'm in love with my best mate. He doesn't know it, but I want to tell him. Pretty certain he isn't into men. Well, I am married, Wheeze. I thought I wasn't. But I want him badly. Do I tell him? If yes, how do I tell him?
What advice did I get?
There's 161 comments at that point. I didn't want to scroll through it.
You know what they say, Weasel does love Duke.
Okay. All right.
I'm full of weasel and something else. It's floating on top of the diesel.
All right. Let's move on there. Actually, no, just
you
one
are
second.
Disgusting.
Just one second. This week back to school, I'm gonna just pull out 5 quick questions. Whenever we go. So to your 6 this week. So question 1, what is a 6-sided polygon called?
A 6-sided polygon. It's a polygon.
No, it's not. Is that your final answer?
Oh, Jesus Christ. 6-sided polygon. Nah, strong point, but not this.
It's something gone. I'll give you a clue.
Something gone. Hexagon.
Hexagon?
Yeah, hexagon.
Oh, you're right. Yes. I'm going to give you half a point because I gave you a clue.
Bullshit.
Half a point. All right, let's get the Chronicle on the line.
Back to school.
No, I'm going to give you questions throughout the show.
Oh, righto.
Yeah. 5 quick questions.
Snazzy.
Okay.
Snazzy.
All right, let's get the Chronicle on the line. Chronicle, are you there?
He is. He certainly is.
Hey, Chronicle, mate, I've got to say, it's been a interesting week. Weasel's going to back me up here. I had 11 missed calls on my phone from the Big C.
Yeah, look, I'm not proud of it. And as we said, you know, in a previous podcast, you know, I'd like to apologise to absolutely nobody. but boys, persistence is the key. I've rang people like 10 times and they finally picked up on the 11th call and I went, oh, what are you doing to yourself? It's, you know, it's 2 p.m. the next day. That was Wheeze, actually. Wheeze picked up on late into the bender and held on the big fella. So credit to you, Wheeze.
Full credit. Full credit to the Wheeze.
Full credit to the Wheeze. Hey, are you feeling okay, Chronicle? Like it's obviously been a torrid couple of weeks for you. Are you feeling okay? You're back to work?
Yeah, back on the tools. I mean, it's been a godsend, really. Like I've literally needed to get back and literally just talk to people and just be, you know, be normal. I had that massive bender where I think it was last one was I think it was New Year's Eve, and after that, I sat on the couch for probably 3 days, just, you know, thinking about life and going, "Wow, geez, what have you done, big fella?" And then I thought, "When am I going to come good?" And I just didn't come good for ages.
To steal one of your quotes, mate, as Gandhi said, the Chronicle is not a philosopher.
He's not a philosopher, but he's a heavy, heavy drinker and loves his dairies.
Well, what have you got planned for us this week, mate?
Well, I, as I said, like it was sort of tough. I had that, you know, that Christmas sort of Christmas period broke me, absolutely broke me. And I'm back on the tools this week, and I think it was Wednesday. I had to get back into work and you know, talk to kids actually, which is tough. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to walk to work. About a 3K journey, so I walked to work, walked back home
through the heavy snow at the moment.
Got to yesterday. Still haven't thought of a poem. Like, what am I going to write a poem about? And I went, you know what? You need some endorphins in the system. Keep walking to work. So I started walking to work. I think it was yesterday, and got 100 meters down the road, and they gritted. So they put sand. It was pretty icy. So they put sand on the pavement so you can walk on there.
Okay.
Got 100 meters down the road, and then they didn't grit the rest of the path. So I literally started slipping and sliding. And then I went, oh, no. Like, I mean, you're not in the right headspace to be doing this. And I put both feet on the ground, and then both feet started sliding, like just started sliding. I went, oh, what am I going to do? I could counteract it.
You were aquaplaning.
Or I could just go straight into the bush on a, you know, it's a quarter heavy thoroughfare too, so the cars are driving past. So I just went, I'm just going for the bush. So I slid straight into this bush. And just went,
was it on fire?
Mate,
like, wasn't the burning bush from the Bible?
Well, it's winter over here, so there's no leaves to soften the blow. It was a tough fall. Should have filmed the concrete when I look back. Yeah. Then I went, mate, you're going to have to catch the bus, big fella. You're going to have to catch the bus. So I looked at the bus stop. It was 50 metres away. And I went, I can't walk on the concrete because it's just too slippery. So I had to literally walk over this shrub 50 metres to get to the bus stop. And cars driving past looking at me going, look at this crackhead. He is literally just walking in the bush for no reason at all. I had a reason. But I ended up getting to the bus stop, and when I was getting in the bus, I slipped into the bus. And the bus driver looked at me and went, mate, what is wrong with you?
Well, but mate, anyway, I'll tell you what, the big G upstairs, he's just gone, I'm not making it as icy as shit this week for the Chronicle because he's walking to work.
I was hoping you're going to say you gave up on life, to be honest, after the 50 goals.
I had the white flag up. I had the white flag up on the first of January. And, but it was literally, anyway, made it to school. Got to school and I thought, you know what, I haven't written a poem yet. I've got no idea what I'm going to write one about. And I was in there. So pretty much over here, it's all online learning. Because I'm a learning support non-class teacher, I have to go in and work with the kids that their parents are key workers. So there's only like 6 of them. Anyway, there was this kid and he was just walking around and just being a nuisance. And I went, mate, I'll read your book. So I grabbed one off the shelf and it was... I grabbed a book off the shelf, and it was like a different version of The Three Little Pigs. And he was just walking around, and I said, mate, I'll read your book. And he goes, mate, I couldn't think of anything worse. I said, no, I'm going to read you this book. So we kept walking around. So I was following him around, reading him this Three Little Pigs. And I got 2 pages through, and he goes, Mr. Chronicle, he goes, pigs? Can't build. Do you realize that? I went, what? I went, brother, you are dead right. So we went off topic anyway, and I started talking about, you know, life's boring if you're not boring. And we talked about, I said, me mate stick pigs, and he was traumatized by the end of it. But we both came to the conclusion that, you know, obviously pigs can't build, which got me thinking about my next poem, which was, you know, about pigs other fairy build. Tales. I went, fairy tales are actually... Fairy tales are shit.
Full of shit.
Oh, they are.
full of shit. So I thought, I got home yesterday. I thought, I'm going to write a poem about fairy tales. Wrote about, you know, 3 lines and tried to wait up for the cricket. Fell asleep because it's been a bit of a journey. So I literally, I was talking to you boys. I finished it about probably about half hour ago.
Oh, nice.
Fresh off the press.
Yeah, fresh off the press.
After the 3-hour story.
Fresh.
Yeah, 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 that's right. Yeah. Just missing a trip to Vegas, yeah. Mate. Hey, all right, let's hear it. What's this week's called? What's it called?
It's called Fairy Tales Are Nearly As Bad As The Bible.
All right.
Nearly, not quite.
All right, so do we need to put a warning out there to all our religious listeners?
Oh, just a slight language warning before we start, but okay. We'll tuck into the sponsors, boys.
Okay, let's do it.
What Sparky we got today?
Plan A Electrical.
Where are they?
Always big on the solar panels if you're looking for it. Actually, my brother runs a joint, so I might be able to give you a discount if you play your cards right.
The Gazette.
Yeah.
The Chronicle and the Gazette.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
The next sponsor, fellas, is the taxi rank down from the Royal.
A few fights there, I'm guessing. So. Couple of blues.
Thank you. Definitely a couple of blues there, yeah. It's my taxi, bro. Boom, boom.
Okay, good.
And then we have the last sponsor, fellas, is the smoking area at the golf club. Got a tab, great place to have a ciggy and watch the races.
All right, nice. Very good. I'm not going to lie. When you get back, Chronicle, I'd love to go out to Moree and do a show out there.
Yeah, true. I mean, as I said, I'll be lucky to make it back, but, I mean, we'll do that if I get back.
Yeah, well, I was thinking after your wake.
Yeah. Have a couple of sangers.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get the penny buster to write the poem.
Yeah.
Because he's got mad skills.
Penny buster can do my eulogy.
Oh, dear. All right, mate, let's hear it.
Righto, fellas, let's get into it. So, once upon a time in a land far away, shit start to a story, I must say. We'll get started with the one about the gingerbread man. They taste like shit. You know, the Chronicle's not a fan. How can you be that dumb by trusting a fox? It's like trusting the Pope with a bootload of cocks. No need to cross the river on one of the predator's noses. Could have been much quicker if he knew a bloke called Moses. He was a show-off, arrogant, and so bloody stubborn, even the Nazis wouldn't have put the bastard in the oven. Then we have Red Riding Hood, who, to be honest, deserved a beating. If you can't tell the difference between a wolf and Nen, then I hope you get bloody eaten. What big tooth you have. She should have bloody known. Why go to Nen's when you can be at home punching a cone? Walking through that shit forest, safety, she was blatantly ignoring. She would have stood a chance if she spent time in Moree Boran. Then we have Cinderella, who needed to stop bitching. She would have been fine if she was half handy in the kitchen. Apparently her stepmother and sisters, you know, weren't nice. They were victims, apparently, and still paid the price. She got invited to that ball, and I don't know how. There were so many bitches the Prince Charming was going to plough. Cindy was his fifth choice, but he got the job done. Did you lose a slipper? Nah, bros, I found one. And about these three little pigs who decided to build a home. Pigs can't fucking build. Not sure where that was going. If you make a house of straw or sticks, then your life should be taken. The story could have been much shorter if it started at bacon. But what about the bastard building with brick? Boy, did he gloat. If he built it in Moree, he'd have a knife through his throat. But for poor old Wolf, it just didn't go to plan. Full credit to him, lungs like the Marlboro man. Then we have Snow White, lazy and always napping, living with seven midgets and orgy waiting to happen. She ate the pink lady apple, looking after her hips. Went down for the long haul with old Grumpy licking his lips. Once again, stupid. How could she be so naive? You eat an apple, you're screwed. Just ask Adam and Eve. And what about Jack and his so-called beanstalk? He came across some pedophile when he was out for a walk. Then he lied to his mum. He should have been shot. Why buy beans off the seedy man when he could have bought pot? A shit gardener. A terrible bloke, how dumb could he be? He grew a beanstalk instead of a yarny tree. Can't forget about Rapunzel too. She thought she had it tough. At least you didn't have Georgie Rose climbing up. Shit, that would have been rough. And last but not least, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Boo-hoo, you got broken into. No one bloody cares. A chair was broken, porridge was eaten, and the shit look on their faces. If they lived in Moree, this would happen on a daily basis. She fell asleep on the job. What a way to spoil it. When she should have took everything and left a massive shit in the toilet. I mean, most of these stories, they all went to plan. What shits me the most is the Pied Piper didn't play K-San. Look, so fairy tales are shit. There is never any laughter. If you listen to the Chronicle, he'll be your happily ever after. Chronicle 2020.
Oh, Chronicle. Hey, that was great, mate. You've just so we've put a line through the religious listeners, yeah, and we've just put a line through all the females as well.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry about that. That was a bit, yeah.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Hey, Chronicle, are you going to stick around? I know that we've got a bit of a face-off with the Penny Buster coming up in the next episode. But I think you're planning to pen a poem about saving a cent. Is that right?
Yes, I am actually. Yeah, I will. I'll twist one up, and bloody deserves it.
Okay,
he deserves it, big fella.
Good stuff. Hey, Chronicle, I'm going to keep you on the line for a while because we've got the keeper coming up, and we've also got to pull up a pew for Father John a little bit later on, but. Just before we do that, Weasel, question two of back to school. What is the center of an atom called?
The nucleus.
Oh, you're on 1.5, my friend. You're getting through year 6. All right, stick around. We've got plenty more to come on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right, Chronicle. So it's the time of the week where we get Father John sweaty into the chair. How are you, Father John?
Bloody good, mate. How you doing?
Mate, I tell you what, I'm just absolutely fanging, as the keeper would say. I'm re-fanging for this Kernighan and Sheeran mashup.
Who?
It's funny you say that. I was fanging for a dart, but then I slit one up, so I'm good.
My boy.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, that's ready to go, mate. It's all good.
The dart?
I did sweat on it a little bit.
Did you? Was it tough?
Yeah. In parts, yeah. It was just tough to sort of listen to Lee Kernighan that many times to get the lyrics down.
So you don't have Google in Inverell, do you?
No, we're still on dial-up out here.
Poor old Father John sends these songs through to me. It must take him half a day to upload them. Hey, Father John, I've got to ask you a question. What's it like living with the Chronicle?
Look, mate, in our previous discussions, it's the same thing, you know. Like, you've got to – it's a whole lot of fun, but you got to update your CPR every 3 months.
Yep.
Just in case the big fella has a hearty.
Yeah.
And you just got to have a couple of gun safes installed in the house because we're a bunch of fucking weapons.
Ammo in one safe, gun in the other.
Nice one. Hey, Chronicle, yeah. Do you reckon you could pen a poem at some point about your time with the father there?
Well, you know the Chronicle, he can pin a poem about anything. But
next week,
tell you what, that'd be a long one. That'd be 4 pages, that one.
All right, no worries. The other challenge I want to sort of throw out to you guys too, is how do you reckon you'd go writing lyrics to a song, Chronicle?
I mean, I literally wrote that fairy tale poem in, I don't know, maybe couple of hours, so I mean, I could do anything. I think we've already established quite a lyrical genius.
All right,
can do anything but be humble.
Yeah, that's right. So, do you reckon you're going to have to write a chorus though? Don't forget that. Hey, do you reckon in the back of your mind, I'd like you to start thinking about lyrics for a song that you could write, okay, for Father John to put music to. And maybe do something about, like, you know, your usual Friday night. Like, Cole Chisel has Saturday night, but I reckon Father John and the Chronicle need to have Friday night.
Yeah, the cold beer on a Friday night. Oh.
Yeah. We'll leave it to the experts.
This is going
to
be a treat. I can't wait.
Very good. Okay, Jesus. Time to play this poem. Not poem. time to play this mashup. Do you have any sponsors? Do you have any sponsors for us, Father John?
Yeah, we've got System Solution from Big Daddy Web. And it also comes to you from a bloke who runs a 12-step program in Inverell about people who have trouble with being addicted to coming in hot, and that's Samuel Johnson.
Righto. Okay. Sounds like a good cause out here. So, all right, this is for you guys, and this is Boys from the Bush, mashed up with Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Yeehaw!
Been searing the sea, when stuck, been culling out weeds and spraying the crops, been droving the cattle up an old stock room. Now it's Saturday night, we're piling the hill, so we pulls from the bush and we're back town, and doors in the back and the foot goes down. Well, I've been members of the Outback Club, the boys from the bush and we're in from the scrub. Been out in the heat, we've been loading trucks, we've been fixing fences and choking on the dust. Curse the rain and drought. Now it's Saturday, we're in a shout, and it's perfect. We deserve it tonight.
Oh, Father John.
Oh, bloody goodness. That I am extremely hard at the moment.
wonderful, wonderful. That's great, Cron. Well done. Your mother must be so proud. Hey, that was really good, mate. I'm not going to lie. That brought a tear to my eye, and well done. I'm just bowing to the master, basically.
Thank you very much. I jerk off with tears, so that would be very handy.
very good. Hey,
where were the Ed Sheeran lyrics?
Yeah, gone. It didn't make it. He got a line at the end.
Perfect.
He got a line at the end.
Yeah, he got a little cameo.
Yeah, a little cameo there. Hey, Father John, I was sitting down the other day flicking through the channels, and I thought, you know what movie I haven't seen for a bloody long time? And that was
Twister.
Wasn't Twister.
Oh, fuck.
Jumanji.
Jumanji.
Yeah. Was it on a screen or a telly? any Castle fans might pick that up, what we're talking about there.
Twister. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah,
movie.
Bloody Titanic, right?
Oh.
And there's a big song in Titanic.
Yes. Glorious.
By Celine. Massive song. Do you know the song?
Well, I listen to it and cry myself to sleep every night to that one.
Is it when Darren Lockie is scoring tries on YouTube?
That's right. Brett Lee's Yorkers.
Do they have that to Celine on?
Yeah. Okay. So I wouldn't mind you putting some Celine with someone, let's say Snoop.
Well, I was just thinking that. What did the Titanic hit, mate?
An iceberg.
Yeah. So I was thinking maybe Ice Cube.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Sounds perfect. I'll be completely honest with you. My knowledge of rap, or is that the genre? Rap?
Yes.
It's very limited.
Yeah.
Very limited.
Hip-hop?
Hip-hop. Yeah, okay.
Hip-hop?
All right. Well, that sounds good, Father John Sweaty. You stay sweaty this week, okay? Make sure you...
Always.
When are you back at work? You got long to go?
Yeah, still got plenty of time to chill out and do sweet FA. So I think 28th of January, straight after Australia, though, I'll be coming in. Oof.
Coming in hot.
Sweaty to work with the meat sweats.
Very good. All right. Well, until next week, we're going to say goodbye to Father John Sweaty. And we'll actually, oh, hang on, before you go, question three, Wheeze, you ready?
Yeah, right.
Question three, back to school. How many internal territories of Australia are there?
Internal territories?
Yeah, internal territories.
Is it not just a normal territory?
Mate, I've asked you the question.
Oh, fuck's sake. Anyone else know the answer?
No, you can't ask them.
We'll go one.
One, you're wrong. It's two, three.
Three. So, thought so.
Fuck you. Still haven't passed year six. So,
is that all?
Yeah, well, you got two questions to go, but we'll do them a little bit later on. Right. But thanks, guys. Have a bloody great week. We'll talk to you later.
Ta-ta.
So, Wheeze, it's been a while since we talked to the keeper.
The rear-fanged keeper.
Yeah, that's right, with his fair dinkum facts. And I've been missing him.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah.
I need a bit of keeper in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. We all do. So, keeper, are you there?
Mate, everyone needs a bit of keeper in their life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Don't they?
I can't tell you how many times I've opened with that at a club and it's not worked.
No. I'm not going to lie. The whole pickup line thing when I was a young single man, I don't think any of them worked.
It was lucky you're good looking, Rob.
Oh, so
spongy.
I mean, but that's why we all used to go to the pub and get shit faced because then everyone looked better, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, anyway, that's
that's another story.
Walk down memory lane. Hey, keeper, so last week you sent a message through and you said, look, I'd love to be there, but I'm busy cleaning up reindeer shit. Now, please explain.
Yeah, look, we as keepers have I'm breaking the rules here and breaking the code of silence, but we have an unwritten law claim with Santa that, you know, he's busy. Like, he's a busy fella, right? So he's got these 12 reindeer that carry him around the world to drop off all these presents for the kids. But, you know, animals got a shit, right? And every kid leaves out some food for the reindeers. So there's a lot of shit.
Right.
So yeah, lots of shit.
As keepers, we sort of, you know, we get given sort of an area and we've got to clean up all the reindeer shit on Christmas Eve, just before, you know. How bad would that be if you're opening all your gifts up and you get some toy that you've got to play with outside and then there's reindeer shit everywhere?
There's a big turd on the ground.
Big reindeer turd on the ground. So, yeah, we got to go around and clean it. So that's why I've been away for a week or two. Just it's a long process. A
lot of shit.
Beautiful. So so today, can you give us any facts about animal feces?
Yeah, I like how you went with feces there, mate. Very professional.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, I've got a few good ones here. I was going to say I've got a few doozies, which you could probably use as well. a few doozies, which are actually quite interesting, and they are what I would like to say fair dinkum facts. So
right,
we're going to start with the parrotfish.
Okay,
and the parrotfish are a very large sort of tropical species that live in coral reefs.
Yeah, I've caught a couple.
Eat coral.
Oh.
Yep.
That's their jam. And what comes out the other end of the parrotfish is sand.
Oh.
Sand. They shit sand.
Sand. They shit sand. So every time you go to the beach and you're playing in sand or doing whatever you're doing, you're actually playing in parrotfish shit.
You got parrotfish shit in your vagina.
There you go.
Ah, so good. So good. Next time someone at work's like, I can't do that, get the parrotfish shit out of your vagina.
Fair.
That's great. All right.
So yeah, I thought that was a good one. I got another one for you here. Now Weasel, you used to live with a wombat, didn't you?
I did, yes. They shit everywhere.
So as you would know, the wombat shit is quite unique. It's actually like it comes out in like a little cube.
Yes.
Quite literally a little cube. So generally you get this long sort of cylindrical type poo. If you're healthy, if you're unhealthy, you've got lots of little pellets, and poo can have all sorts of shapes and sizes, and that's how we as keepers know sometimes that animals are healthy or they're not. Anyway, if you want to know if you're healthy, check your poo.
Okay, right.
But wombats do these little sort of cube poos. So because they're a solitary animal and they live off grasses and that sort of thing, it's very fibrous, and only so much of that can be actually digested. So animals are incredibly efficient in getting all the nutrients out of their food sources and just getting rid of the waste. So by the time their intestines are done with the poo, it's so dry and hard that it actually forms, the intestines form this little sort of loaf, if you want to call it that, or like a, it almost looks like a Mars bar. It's sort of squarish and rectangular. And then as it poos out, it breaks off into these little cubes, and they use that to sort of scent their territory and stuff as well. They're pretty ingenious little
versatile.
Food. Cool. So
versatile.
That must have been fun living with a wombat. Please.
Yeah, you would have known where and where not to go.
Yeah, these plenty are of Mars bars.
Cubed, it's not me. Delicious.
I've got another one here for you too, which is a little bit sad actually. Everyone's favorite animal, the sloth.
Oh yes.
Whether it be the two-toed or the three-toed, they're all just amazing animals. They truly are incredible, actually. So the algae and stuff that grows on the fur of sloths, scientists are actually using to create new and innovative pain relief and drugs and all sorts of stuff, because they have like little colonies and microbiomes on their fur where these new and exciting sort of algae are growing. It's incredible. Anyway, getting back to the shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So these fellas, as you know, they're really slow. They don't do much. They live the life. They just sort of hang out and, excuse me, don't do a great deal. But there comes a time once a week where they get the urge to shit.
Once a week?
So what they do, once a week. Yeah, that's all they do. Once a week.
I like to go five times a day. Sorry.
Yeah, any listeners out there, if you're shitting once a week, you're definitely going to need to go see a doctor.
Yes. Unless you're a sloth.
Unless you're part sloth.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the sad thing is these guys go down, they actually leave the trees and come down to the ground to poo. And now scientists don't know why they don't just shit from a great height, which most animals
be fun.
Do. I don't know why you wouldn't. But anyway, these guys come down to the ground to shit. It could be a territory marking thing. It could be something along those lines. Anyway, that's when they're at their greatest sort of danger. Yeah. That's where they generally get predated on. So they reckon 50% of the deaths in the sloth population is when they come down to do a shit.
Oh, wow.
There you go. So they're like Elvis.
He
died on the crapper, right, didn't he?
He's still alive, isn't he?
Bloody blowing one out, and then all of a sudden you get your head ripped off by a jaguar.
Gone. Hey?
Oh, Jesus. You'd be game eating horrible. A sloth, though, wouldn't you? They don't look very nice. You'd be game eating a sloth. Delicious.
Well, I guess you'd get like a meat sort of side and all the algae and stuff. You get your vegetables too. So you get it's a complete diet.
Sloth salad.
Ooh.
Hey, keeper, have you got any more shit facts for us?
I got one more shit fact for you.
Well, actually, that wasn't planned at all.
No. I feel like most of my facts are shit, but anyway, these are actual shit facts.
No. I like the wombat Mars bars.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
The last one I got for you is
elephant.
Just, it blows me away how this has become a thing. So there's a cat called a servet, and for some reason or other, someone thought it'd be a good idea to feed it some coffee, let it shit out the coffee, roast the coffee, and drink it.
Oh, yes, right. Okay. Coffee. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So this is the weirdest thing in the world. I don't know what sick fuck came up with the idea of doing that.
They eat it in nature, though, in somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, like, how many other animals did he try before he got to the servant? Was he like, let's see what a hippo's poo roasted coffee bean tastes like.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I mean, that's weird enough. But to me, the most fucked thing is people pay up to $50 to $80 for a glass of cat poo coffee.
Yeah, right. So hang on, but when the cats are eating the coffee, are they like full on strung out? Like,
what?
Because, what well, there's caffeine in coffee, right? Yeah, are they just like buzzing?
It doesn't actually, the seed, the coffee bean doesn't actually break down.
Right.
Yeah, it sort of
ferments almost.
Okay. Right.
And that's why you get the different flavor, and that's what makes it so special, is because it goes through a certain process in the cervix.
Well, it's just people are wankers.
Digestive system.
Yeah, it's called digestion.
No, it's called people are wankers, and it's more expensive, so they like it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean,
ooh, it's hard
one day someone, yeah, how do you come up with that? And who? I mean, the guy's a sick fuck to whoever came up with this, but he's also a genius because he's making a lot of money, right?
Yeah. So all that poo you're scooping up there at the zoo, mate, just put it to the one side and we'll sell it as a drink.
Not as manure.
Yeah. Not as fertilizer. It's some sort of weird-ass coffee chai tea thing.
Yeah, that'll be a part of our merchandise coming up soon.
Yeah, horrible stuff. But, yeah, I got heaps more shit facts, but, you know, I know you guys are on a time budget, so.
Yeah, tight schedule here at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. But Keeper, it's been bloody good hearing from you. And, mate, in a couple of weeks' time when you're back on, we've got a Canadian listener who'd love some Canadian animal facts. Do you reckon you can do that for us?
Oh, mate, I am up, fired and ready for the Canadian facts. I love me some Canadian animals. Awesome. Love me some beaver.
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
As long as you don't get sand in it or parrot poo, sorry. Parrot fish poo.
Get the fish poo out of your beaver.
Yeah.
Out of you, Justin.
Dear, very good. All right, Keeper, well, you take it easy, mate. We'll check in soon.
All right, fellas, get roofing.
All right, see you, mate. Bye.
Catch, Keeper.
All right, Weez, it's been another great show here. It's 10th episode.
Well, yeah, it is, yep.
10th episode.
We'll rate ourselves as a great show.
Yeah, why not?
One of the best.
Why not? Hey, two questions to go in back to school. You're 1.5 out of 3 at the moment, so you need at least one of these.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're going to be quick, all right? So you got 10 seconds.
Spit it out.
And give you 10 seconds. All right, so question 4, which country is the closest to Australia?
That's PNG.
Well done. You got that right.
So we're finished. Don't need another past.
Oh, come on. Last one. What's larger, 7 over 21 or 0.33?
0.33.
Yeah, you're right. Well done. Good job.
Because it's 0.3.
So there you go. What's that? 3.5 out of 5.
Yes. Nailed it. That's my best one yet.
That is your best one. Year 6 is where you peaked so far. Well done, my friend. Okay, time to get Specky Steve in for another tip. So,
yes. His podcast.
I'll say goodbye to you and get Steve in the chair. So see you, mate.
Catch you, listeners.
All right. And Specky, how are you, mate?
Specky Steve here for the Specky Steve Show, bro.
Mate,
Specky, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Every week.
Every second week.
Every second week. That voice gets higher and higher.
Bro, that's what it does.
What, the roids?
No, Specky Steve is all natural.
Okay, good stuff.
No juice here, only from oranges.
What tip have you got for us this weekend, Steve?
Well, first, let's just say the portfolio.
Yeah, how is the portfolio going?
Oh, yeah, MSG's leading the charge, up 34%.
Nice.
The others are, a bit shit, but they're all right.
Oh, well, really?
Long term, overall we're up 8.23%.
Right, okay. So our other shares have taken a bit of a hit there, have they?
Little bit.
What were our other stocks again? I can't remember.
GUL.
Oh, yeah, GUL. Yeah, that is, yeah.
Yeah, Lark.
Lark, yeah.
And TORO.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
It's down 0.24%.
Right, okay. Could be time for the sponge to jump in, I think. Hey, all right, Specky Steve, what do you got for us this week?
Yeah, Spongy, been doing shitloads of research here, eh, bro?
I'm sure you have. Good to hear.
Lots of research. Just I like the weasel doing heavy lifting with all this research, but RPM.
Good. Speaky Steve, you got a cold this week?
Nah, bro, just a big Christmas Eve. Yeah, lots of hungies.
All right. The Chronicle can sympathise with you, I'm sure.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, so we got RPM.
RPM,
bro. RPM, yep.
Yeah, they're Australian stock E.
Yep.
The lockdown travel boost within Australia should help it out.
All right. What do they do? What do
Oh, no time for that.
No time for that. Okay.
They're 21.5 cents at the moment.
21.5. Okay. All right. No worries.
Bro, worth a punt.
Okay.
Remember, we're not actually, like, I'm just a random Specky Steve bloke. Just do your research yourself.
Yep.
Don't put your house on it.
We're not putting, although the segment's called Put Your House On It with Specky Steve. But sounds
you
good.
You should put your house on it, bro.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good, Specky Steve. Well, thanks for coming in this week, mate. And it's been a pleasure. Remember, guys, if you have any feedback, send it through to weaselandsponge@gmail.com. And we look forward to hearing from you next week. So until next week, what do we say, Specky?
Specky Steve Show out.
And goodbye.